This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, how did Friday's cattle on feed report impact today's cattle markets?
The cattle on feed report and the cold storage report was a negative report, but we saw good news when it came to the cash market that took place last week. For the second straight week, Kansas moved a large amount of cattle, and this time they moved a dollar higher than the previous week's average steer price at $134.75. But that positiveness there did not outweigh the negativeness in the market. Box beef prices continuing lower, down 87 cents on the choice, down $1.12 on the select, moved 69 loads. Thought estimate killed, they have 112,000 head. And on the close today, we did not close on the bottom, but we did see February 65 cents lower, April down 85 cents. Jan feeders go off the board Thursday, they was 80 higher, but March feeders down 12, and April hogs 22 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Hey neighbor, now's the time to be making plans to be a part of this year's Texoma Cattlemen's Conference being put on by the Noble Foundation, Friday, February 26th at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event, the cattle industry, evolving through innovation and technology. An all-day cattle conference that'll help you get ready for 2016 and beyond in the beef cattle business. For more information, go to noble.org/ag events or call them 580-224-6375.
Take a drive through rural Oklahoma and you'll see a great thing happening. Young farmers and ranchers working alongside their contemporaries, preparing for a stronger tomorrow. These are Oklahoma's best and brightest, and our future depends on their success. Our young farmers and ranchers like to say, "You're next, are you ready?" To learn how you can support Oklahoma's next generation of farmers and ranchers, go to okfarmbureau.org.
Tom, what's positively influencing wheat and soybeans right now?
The only answer to that, Leslie, is technical buying and short covering by funds and managed money. Fundamentally, nothing new going on out there. It was extremely quiet once again today. Our weekly export inspections were nothing to brag about. We continue to see wheat, corn, and soybeans. Their totals for the year running well behind year-ago levels. There just is not anything out there fundamentally going on. So the market continues to play this little seesaw back and forth game of up and down. Today we saw March KC wheat close 3.25 higher. July KC up 4 cents. March Chicago up 6 cents. March corn was down 0.5 cents, but July corn up 0.25 cents. March soybeans 4 cents higher. July up 4.75 cents. And March cotton closed 85 lower.
Tom, how can people reach you?
They can call us toll-free on the phone at 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities providing our market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.